You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nahala, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star Emo Radio Show. And I've had a couple months of having some pretty specific episode themes, and today I'm kind of just doing an anything goes show, doing an all vinyl episode, and I picked out a bunch of random records from my personal collection that I brought with me to the studio in preparation for a DJ gig that I have coming up. So I've been digging through a bunch of my records, and yeah, it's kind of just what we're playing today. Got some screamy stuff and also some more like emo adjacent stuff as well. We're gonna start out tonight with the band Portrait, who were from Atlanta in the late 90s to early 2000s. And this track you're about to hear is called Junction at Barcelona. It's pretty groovy, and it's off of their All My Chances 7-inch release in 2001. So thanks so much for tuning in. Here we go. You're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. It's Wednesday night, and I'm doing an all-vinyl episode, anything goes kind of episode. We just heard a lot of things. Let's see. Starting at the top of the hour, you heard Portrait, an emo band from Atlanta, late 90s, early 2000s. That track was called Junction at Barcelona. After that, you heard a band called Captain Specky, who are from Wilmington, North Carolina. I don't know a lot about this band. They're super weird, and that song in particular is very weird and groovy. That was off of their Versus Gravity 7-inch, and that track is called Seneca Cannons. After that, you heard Trans Hudson by My Favorite Citizen, who are from New Jersey in the mid-90s. And I just really love that song. After that, you heard the one and only Christy Front Drive do their track Valentine off of their iconic split 10-inch with Boy's Life. And then you heard Touch by Spitboy, who were a early 90s political feminist punk band from the Bay Area who I adore and feel like they're, I don't know, they just deserve more love in general. That was off of their Mi Cuerpo Es Mio 7-inch. And then you just heard another Bay Area band called Vagrants. That track was called Alone off of their Gone 7-inch. And Vagrants were the earlier version of the band Pop Valiant, who recently-ish became like more well-known through the Numero group. But yeah, they were from the late 80s. Early 90s, and then all the members went on to do Pop Valiant, who is a band that I also love and play on the show frequently. Coming up next, you're gonna hear It's Not Alright by Ida off of the 7-inch with the same name, It's Not Alright, released in 1995. This 7-inch was recently given to me a few days ago by a friend, and it is now a very much a prized possession. I've been wanting this one for a long time. This is very early Ida. It's so sweet. And if you are a Ida fan, like I am, you will be happy to know that they are actually going to be playing some shows on the West Coast this summer, and they're playing in Portland on August 22nd at Swan Dive. So that is pretty exciting. And also, if you're a frequent Saturday Star listener, this is not a band I'm going to be playing on tonight's show, but if you listen to the show a lot, you may know that I love and adore the band Chris Is Weird and S and everything that Jen Champion does. And Chris Is Weird is playing here in Portland this upcoming Saturday, which is May 9th, also at Swan Dive. I think that you can still buy tickets online if you're interested. If you like that band, I would not miss it. It's really just Matt and Jen doing a smaller set instead of the full band, but it'll be extremely special and sweet and probably make me and everyone else there cry. So don't miss that. Chris Is Weird this Saturday here in Portland, Oregon. And let's see, coming up next. Oh yeah, we're going to play Ida. Here we go. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Star.
Yeah.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. We're just about to finish up tonight's episode. And let's see, starting at the top of that block, you heard Ida with It's Not All Right. After that was Unsighted, Unguided by Nuzzle, who were from Santa Cruz in the 90s. That was off of their San Lorenzo's Blues LP. And I feel like that track is like emo adjacent country, or like, I don't know. There's some merging of like country and emo happening that is really interesting to me. After that was Blake. That track is called Three Quarter, and off of their self-titled LP that's like a combination of a few different releases. They were a Canadian mathy emo band. So good, so groovy. I love that song so much. After that was a Japanese 90s emo band called Saw Pit. That track was called Studless, off of a split 7-inch with another band called Former Members of Alphonsine. And after that you heard Ignition by the Coast of Bone Red, who were from Atlanta in the mid-90s. Then French screamo band Belle Epoque with their track that has a really long French title. You can find it on the X-Ray FM playlist. That was off of their A La Derive LP. Then you heard another French band who are from the 90s, French 90s hardcore band called Jasmine. That track was called Restriction, off their split 7-inch with Ivic. And yeah, just did kind of like an international block accidentally with Canadian, Japanese, and double French emo bands all happening. Then you just heard a track called End Song by Railhead, who were from Delaware in the 90s and featured the owner of Jade Tree Records in the band. And that track was off of my personal all-time favorite compilation, a Food Not Bombs benefit compilation, released in the year 1994. So good. We have 1 minute left of the show. I was gonna play another track. Maybe I'll play a couple seconds of that track. This is Emon. This track is called Three Bay Hopper, off of their self-titled 7-inch, released in the year 1996. Thanks for tuning in to Saturn Star. Tune in next week. Bye.